This is the KHSU Magazine. I'm your host, Kathleen Marshall. My guests today in the studio are Peggy Pryor and Bruce Chiat. Chiat, that's the correct pronunciation, from the Humboldt Mediation Services. We'll be talking about Humboldt Mediation Services projects, what they do, and about a one-day HMS workshop coming up on Saturday, April 6th. Peggy and Bruce, welcome to the KHSU Magazine.
Well, thank you.
We're really glad to be here.
Great. First, let's talk about the Humboldt Mediation Services vision and goals. Peggy, would you like to address that?
Sure, I'd love to. We started in 1983 when an HSU student, master's student, began Humboldt Mediation Services for a project. And Humboldt Mediation Services and that student, Chip Sharp, have continuously served since then. Our vision is that peaceful conflict management and resolution will be accessible to all members of Humboldt County's diverse communities.
That means that anybody with some type of problem can come to you and arrange for conflict mediation then.
That's our vision.
Okay.
And we believe that the process we use is applicable to almost any kind of topic in which there's conflict.
And so can you elaborate on which type of conflicts might typify a mediation session?
I can, but I'd like to go back just for a minute. We'd like people to feel a little more comfortable with conflict. Conflict is not always bad. It's how you react to it. If you get up and down and start a fight, that's not so good. If you use that as the segue to solving a problem, then that's good.
Yes, I agree. I have certainly found that in my life. And just for full disclosure out there, I just want everybody to know that about 25 years ago, I went to Humboldt Mediation Services because I was having a conflict with my co-parent. And it was amazingly helpful. And, you know, we actually since then have been very, very good friends have managed to co-parent quite well together once we learned a little bit about how to let go of anger that did not serve our child and a little bit about how to resolve our conflicts when we did have them. And so, I'm just an ordinary person living an ordinary life, and somehow I found out about Humboldt Mediation Services, and they were welcoming and helpful for both of us, not just one person. So I say thank you for that.
That is so good to hear. And if I could get one thing out to the community, it's that we believe, like Bruce said, conflict can be a way to grow. And that conflict is really normal to all of us. And one of the things I think has happened is that our culture has kind of dropped our normal conflict resolution resources by the wayside. And we would like to have people understand that they can use Humboldt Mediation Services before it becomes something that tears your life apart as a simple resource and tool.
So I just mentioned my own conflict with, as a co-parent, what other types of conflicts do you deal with? And do you deal with job sites? You know, because a company might be having need of conflict resolution or staff training or anything like that?
Yes, we do both conflict mediation and custom workshops if there's a large group of people that all work for the same place, and the problem may be a little more systemic as opposed to focused on one or two people that are the issue. So we will go in there and do a workshop for them.
Is any conflict too small?
No.
No.
Like, say, just having an argument with your sister?
It depends on if you would like to invest some time to discuss it and you would like someone to hold the space for you to discuss it.
Also, if you've been having the same argument for 35 years, it might be time to solve
it. Don't wait that long.
You might want to address that when you're 12 and 13, huh?
Right.
Okay, so what are Humboldt Mediation Services goals?
Well, the board has established a number of them. One is that simple confidential, and we want to emphasize confidential forums for resolution of conflict, are available. Encourage people to deal with problems that they have unhappily tolerated. Allow those in conflict to take responsibility for resolving their disputes and give them some resources to do that with before they escalate to irreconcilable solutions. Hopefully you can preserve a practical relationship and maybe even a friendship relationship. That's our hope. Build mutually beneficial and productive relationships with individuals and organizations that promote just and collaborative approaches to shared challenges and concerns. So if there's some organizations out there that would like to collaborate with us, that makes us all stronger. Divert from the courts those cases that are more appropriately handled outside the court system. Train members of the Humboldt community to serve as mediators. Provide volunteers with opportunities to contribute to the community and the effectiveness of HMS, and to strengthen individual growth in alternate dispute resolution.
The workshop that we're putting out next month, I don't remember the exact date on it, but one of the things people always ask, what are we going to learn from this? And when we tell them, and they say, well, I think we know a lot of that. I said, yes, you do. What we'll try to teach people is when to use it, not the next morning when you wake up and, oh, that's what I should have said. So this is communication. We've been talking all our lives. This is just how to communicate easier and better when there's a conflict.
And Bruce, what is your role at Humboldt Mediation Services?
My role personally?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mediator. I've been mediating for probably since when you came around. And I'm also one of the trainers that help train new mediators.
And Peggy, what do you do with HMS?
I'm the general manager. I help the board accomplish its goals. And I really, really love being a kind of glue. I guess that's one vision that I have for what I do, is supporting all the different parts of Humboldt Mediation.
I think of her as not so much the glue, but the lubricant that keeps everything flowing smooth instead of getting stuck.
Which is sort of what conflict resolution is all about, isn't it? Keeping things moving and not getting stuck in that conflict.
Yeah.
Is the entire organization volunteer, the mediators volunteers?
Everybody except Peggy is a volunteer.
Okay. And the two case managers. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. You're right.
Kristen and Gina.
Okay. And are the services free of charge?
They're on a sliding scale because it does cost money for us to keep the organization going. So the sliding scale is intended to help us meet our needs and help the people who come to us meet their needs. And if someone simply cannot afford anything, we will do it for free. But we ask people to kind of find a place on our sliding scale that works for them. And
yeah, I got to say, 25 years ago, now I remember this, there was a fee, but it was relatively small, and it was worth it.
I will say that if you call and ask, you'll find it very surprisingly inexpensive. And if, for instance, you make in the $20,000 to $30,000 range, if I remember correctly, it's about...
Don't talk exactly about how much things cost.
I'm sorry.
Just rest assured that Humboldt Mediation Services will work with you.
I'm sorry.
So let's talk about this workshop. It's coming up on Saturday, April 6th. What is that workshop about, and where is it going to happen, and what time, and who's going to lead it? And that's a lot of questions for one answer.
Okay, it's going to happen at the Arcata Marsh Complex on South G Street. It's from, I think, 9 to 4. This one's going to be interesting. We have two new trainers that are going to be leading the workshop with two experienced backup people in there to help. So you actually have four trainers there at this time. So you'll get an example of four different types of personalities. It's a standard mediation training. What I mean by that, we do a lot of role plays. We do a lot of trying to look into the dynamics about conflict, get people to be a little more comfortable with looking for the positive aspects of conflict. What can we do? What can we learn from this? How can we use this to change our procedure, how we're doing something, so we get a positive result instead of a negative result?
Who can attend this workshop? Is it open both to professionals and to the general public?
So far, we've limited to just to Homo sapiens.
Okay, so, but if someone has a service animal, they can bring that with them, I take it.
Yes, they
can. Okay, so that will be on April 6th. Where can people get information about the workshop and how can they register?
You can call our office at 707-445-2505 or humboldtmediationservices.org on the web.
Is there a registration deadline that people need to be aware of?
Well, early bird registration, and I don't have that date, but...
That's okay.
But I think... Before the 30th.
Okay, March 30th is the registration deadline. Great. Well, thank you so much, Peggy Pryor and Bruce Chayette, for coming in and talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.